Good evening. The message I'd like to bring to you tonight will be kind of tied into the human body, but it's primarily what I'm talking about is the spiritual body. And because of that, I brought some books that I use at work all the time, and so do doctors and nurses and paramedics use these. The Tabor's Dictionary, which defines different parts of the body, different disease functions, and just about everything you can think of, you can find a meaning in there. And the Merck Manual. Some of the young interns actually carry these from patient to patient when they walk around, and when they leave them, they're thumbing through them and looking at it, different disease profiles and different things, the possibilities, so they can diagnose what could be wrong with their patient. And the other thing, since the doctors carry a big one, is my nursing drug guide that I use to look up new medications that I'm unfamiliar with on patients in the hospital. Not only some that the doctors order, but some that the patients come carrying in. And I'm going, boy, I never heard of that one. What is it? Because they inevitably say, I don't have a medical history. I just take these medicines. Well, what for? Well, you have a history, but what are they? I'd like to read a definition of a disease to you, profile. A disease is an abnormal condition of an organism or part, especially as due to an infection or inherent weakness or environmental stress that impairs the normal physiology and functioning of that organism. In fact, I'm going to change here for a second. I'm going to set the stage to make this go a little bit easier for me. You guys, bear with me for a minute. My name is Jim Yates. I'm your tiny petite nurse while your stay in the hospital is here. Please be gentle with me. I hurt very easily. I can tell by your condition, the reason why you're here, that you're definitely in a very hard position. It's very hard to be like you are, all tied up and hurt and injured. If you bear with me, we're going to go through a few checkoffs here, and we'll get you ready to see the doctor. Oh, the doctors here, they're excellent. You're going to love them. They're the best. We have a team of three, two physicians and a PA. All their names, God the Father and His Son, who works very closely with Him, named Jesus Christ. And of course, the PA is the Holy Ghost. Different than any doctors you've ever seen. Are they good? You bet. They wrote the book on medicine. There's nothing that they don't know. They can help you with anything. But you have to be patient. You have to allow them to help me to help you. I'm your advocate here this evening. Well, being a nurse, it's very much like being a member of the ministry of the Church of Christ. In what way, you say? I don't prescribe the medicine. I just bring it to you from the doctor. I give you what he gives me. Just like your ministry should do in your church. They give unto you what their master has given unto them. Is it new? No. And it's better than holistic medicine. It's old. But you have to be patient and you have to listen and be willing to do what they prescribe. Before the doctor sees you, we have to fill out a couple forms here so I can get it ready to give to the doctor the name. What's your name? I'm sorry, I can't really hear it. You know, you're all tied up down there on that board, and you got things hanging all over you, and you're really kind of hard to see, too. You've carried so much baggage with you in here tonight. Childer? Oh, you want to spell it for me? Oh, C-H-I-L-D. It's your first name. Do you have a middle name? Of? Oh, just O. And your last name, please. Minking? Oh, Mankind. Well, sir, Mr. Child of Mankind, how are you? Can you tell me how old you are? Oh, you've been around since the time of Adam. Okay. Do you have a private physician, sir? Oh, it's one of those HMOs, huh? Worldwide HMO? You think one doctor is good as another one? Well, what's the name of the doctor that you see frequently when you're there? Satan, okay. Let me get this all down. Are you currently under any care outside of the hospital and him? Oh, you go to Worldwide Therapy. It's the real name of that is World Theology, isn't it? Okay, thank you. And I have a protocol that I have to write down what they fall into. And I just put this down as no sense, GSN-15. And their category is 2 because they're hurting. They're close to being a level 1. And a level 1 is a person that's close to being lost. But this person had the good sense to call out for help. That's why they're here. The time they came in here is 1800 hours. Their vitals were taken by the triage nurse. Vitals seem to be pretty good, 160 over 90, a little high, showing a little stress. A little bit of a fever, 99.9, nothing too bad. Pulse a little high, a little tachy, 114 maybe. Respiratory rate's a little tachypneic, 28, a little shallow. While I'm talking to them, I'm going to go over to the next page and I'm going to assess some physical findings of these patients. And I'm going to listen to their lung sounds. I see that they're laboring. They're working very hard to breathe because of all the debris and the garbage that is wrapped around them and that they're carrying. It's not just the backboard that the paramedics tie them down on, too. It's much more. And I listen to their lung sounds and they're breathing. They sound clear, but they're diminished throughout because they can't breathe well. They're constricted because of the weight that they carry. Assessing the skin while I was talking to them, I look at them, they're warm and they're dry. Their mucous membranes are moist and pink. Their skin color is normal, looks good. But their color's a little pale, maybe a little dusky. Nail beds are pink, though. Their cap refill is fairly good. Looks fairly normal, less than 2 seconds. I don't see any edema, but then I can't because they're covered with all this stuff that we have to cut through to find out if they have any edema. And their pulses seem to be normal. I can't see any trauma, no burns, no abrasions, no rashes, no decubitus, nothing on the skin that would tell me that what I can see is any problem. Their eyes are pearl, 5 centimeters or millimeters. They got good grips, what they can give. There appears to be no loss of consciousness to them. Their Glasgow Coma Scale is 15, which means that they can open their eyes when you talk to them. They can follow and obey all commands, and they know where they're at. That's why they're here, because they are hurting, and they wanted to be here. They're cooperative, but a little anxious. They'll answer my questions. When you start getting too close to what their true problem is, they start fidgeting and start telling you funny stories. can get a little restless and act like they want to get up and go. Their speech is normal, and there's no facial deformities. What I can do with their abdomen, while I'm taking their blood pressure and stuff, you can reach over and palpate their tummy, and it appears to be soft and a little tender. He's a little sore for some reason, though his bowel sounds are present. And down there where it says under pain, you can circle 10. He's got generalized weakness, burning sensation throughout his whole body. And he's not the only one we've seen today with these symptoms. The patient tells me, he says, "You know, I've heard a lot about your doctors." "Oh, you have? Where did you hear about doctors?" "Well, I saw the billboard out there by who's the second man you mentioned?" "Oh, Jesus Christ, the Son of God." Yeah, him. "It's a neat sign." I said, "Yeah, it is a neat sign." "Did you read it closely?" "Well, yeah, kind of." "What does it say?" He says, "Come unto me, all that are heavy laden and burdened." "That's why I'm here. I'm burdened. I'm heavy laden. I have a problem, and I don't know what it is. And that's why I'm here, because of that billboard I saw. And I heard his advertisement on TV. I saw it. And I need his help. And that's why I've come here." Back on the first page. "Well, how did you get here?" "Well, I came by private auto. I drove myself." "With all that baggage and garbage you're carrying, you came by yourself? How'd you walk?" "Oh, I manage." "Did anybody come in with you?" "No, nobody came with me." I said, "That's good, because you can't do anything other than on your own." "Do you have any drug allergies?" "Oh, yeah, definitely. I got a big one. Get hives, rash, can't breathe, get around people. Sanctimonious religious people. Can't stand them." "They just start itching as soon as I get around them." "Well, do you have any previous illnesses?" "Well, not really, but I take some medicine." "Oh, okay, what medicine do you take?" "Well, I take a medicine called Worldly Pleasures." "Oh, how much you take?" I just whenever I need it. It's PRN. Whenever I think I need the medicine, I take it." "Okay. Any other medicine?" "Well, yeah, don't take it often, but self-indulgence. I take it too. It's also PRN." "Well, what do these medicines do for you?" "They enhance my feeling of self-worth. They make me feel powerful and better than anybody else." "Okay, now that you tell me what medicines you're taking, well, now tell me about your history. What are your illnesses?" "Ah, nothing much to speak of. I just speak ill of others. I talk foolish. A little adultery. Nothing too big. Uncleanliness. Oh, hatred. Can't forget hatred. Hate my neighbors. Those guys down the street. Man. Go to church all the time. Can't stand them. Envying. Little emulations. Strife. Love a good strife. Man, just get in a good argument at work. Keep them all riled up all day long. A lot of fun. Great fun. A little drunkenness. Nothing too much to talk about or concern about. A little heresy. A little revelry every once in a while. And secret combinations. I belong to an organization that I have to have a secret combination to. So I'm scratching my head here, and I'm looking at these, and I have to ask, well, what does emulations mean to you? Make sure I understand what you're saying. Gordon, what does emulations mean to you? Jay? Because I couldn't remember.
I've got it in my book.
Envying means that you envy things that other people have and you want it.
Emulation is ambitious rivalry.
Ambitious rivalry. It means emulation. What about revelry? Reveling. I was surprised when I looked up reveling. Because I thought it meant having fun. And that's what it means, having fun. But then there's this little tiny quotation down here at the bottom that says, in of excess. Your mind is on your doings. You're having so much fun, you're not thinking, quote unquote, of anything else other than what you're doing at the point in time. Well, what do you think I have with what I have here? All right, I'm not the doctor. I can't really diagnose what you have. We've seen a lot of it, though, lately. I think it very well could be what we call an illness of works of the flesh. Here, just sit here for a second. Let me look over in my Merck manual. I'm going to go to Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 19th verse and 21st verse. And it says, now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variances, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But I want you to remind you that I can't diagnose. I'm just a nurse. I can see symptoms and I can tell you what they are. And as a member of the ministry, I can tell you symptoms and tell you what they are. But the final diagnosis is between you and God. The ministry are here to help you, to help me. Just like as a nurse, I am there to help my patient laying on this table that we're working over. Well, Mr. Mankind, what is your chief complaint? Well, they're all kind of vague, general malaise, but I guess I'd have to say, I got this tight, crushing feeling about me. Feeling like I'm getting nowhere. Working hard, I'm a nice guy, but I'm just not getting anywhere. And I'm unable to free myself from all this garbage you see hanging around me that's smothering me here. And I have this choking feeling about me and a feeling of doom. What could be causing these things? Do you know? Well, my years of experience as a paramedic and a nurse, I'd have to say something like 2 Nephi 11th chapter, 93rd to 94th verse, and it says, and there are also secret combinations, even as times of old, according to the combinations of the devil, for he is the foundation of all these things. All the things that they have, he's the foundation of. Yea, the foundation of murder and works of darkness. Yea, and he leadeth them by the neck with flaxen cords until he bindeth them with strong cords forever. That is the garbage that you're carrying around with you. It's like a boa constrictor. The more you struggle, the tighter it gets. But today, you've made a good start. If you will but allow my physicians to treat you, if you will heed their counseling and allow me as your nurse, your ministry to help you. We're going to order some lab tests. We're going to order a chest x-ray to see what kind of heart you have. We're going to draw some blood to see how you're doing spiritually, the CBC. I'm going to start an IV so that I can draw the labs out of one stick and so I can give you some medicine if the doctor orders it, if you need to be. Which one of the doctors is going to see you first? I don't know. They'll decide. I'll just give them the paperwork. But any of them are worthy to see. Doctor comes over and talks to him and reads my history of everything I have written down here. And he talks to the patient briefly. And he comes up and tells him, takes out his Merck manual. He goes over into Helaman, the Book of Mormon, page 591. And I'm going to paraphrase it just a little bit because this person has come to us for help. They have seen a need in their life. They see the burden that's here. So they made the decision. Have you made the decision today to go to your Lord and Savior and to keep His commandments? This person has. That's why they're laying here in front of me at this time. The 51st verse, it says, "Behold, your day of probation is past." But because they're here and they're struggling and they're trying to fix themselves, "Behold, the day of your probation is upon you. You have procrastinated the day of your salvation until it's everlastingly too late and your destruction is made sure. But you have seen the need to change your life. Are you willing to do it?" I'd have to ask. The doctor should have to ask him. He says, "For what I think is your problem is you have sought all the days of your life for that which you could not obtain. You have sought for happiness in doing iniquity, which thing is contrary to the nature of that righteousness which is in our great and eternal head." The very thing that is binding you down, making you unable to move, unable to think, is all those things that you have done throughout your life, because Satan has thrown one loop after another loop after another loop. And we've seen many demonstrations up here with thread, tiny thread, how you can break it easily until you wind it enough times to make a big rope that nobody can break. These chains are heavy. If it hadn't been for the fact that he saw the sign out there where Christ said, "Come unto me," he'd have been wandering, not knowing how to shed these chains. Doctor writes down on the diagnosis what he thinks is the problem before he gets his lab work back, and it's spiritual anemia. How is your spirit? Is it anemic? Has it been well fed? Has it been nourished and cared for? Has it been watered? Lab work all comes back, and they're all marginal. Doctor writes in order, he says, "Give 5 cc's of the gospel of Christ now." That is his treatment. So I stand up and I profess the gospel of Christ to all. 5 cc's is a fictitious number in this because there is no number for the amount of gospel that each and every one of us needs to survive spiritually. It's greater than that. The point here is the urgency. It's written to give stat or now. The final diagnosis is spiritual anemia, secondary to poor spiritual nutrition and lifestyle. Because look at all the things that he was doing up here that was contrary to that which was there to feed his spiritual well-being. He thought that it was good to have strife. Thought it was good to be an envious of his neighbors and what they have. And to emulate, it was okay to commit heresies. It was okay to be out rivaling, doing so much of everything is contrary to God, to the point where he didn't care. He'd forgotten what the true nature of life was. He was involved in secret combinations. All these illnesses, things that he was doing, has led up to his spiritual downfall, his spiritual malnutrition. And even the physicians that he was going to fed that. Why? So they keep coming back. Why should I heal them? So they go to another physician. But if I keep egging them on, telling them what they want to hear, since they're not paying attention anyway, they keep coming to me, the worldwide HMO, and world theology, contrary to that which God teaches us. Come unto me. The discharge orders would read something like this. Take your medication as prescribed. What are you going to give me? I've never heard of this medicine called the gospel of Christ. What is it? It's like a hormone. It's what it is. It's like a hormone that I'm giving you. A hormone is a substance that is formed by an organism or being and is conveyed as in the bloodstream to another. What I have to offer you doesn't come from me. It comes from God. And is conveyed to you in the blood of His Son. And it would stimulate you to do good. And to do honor. Well, can I get off of it? Well, no. Since it is a medicine similar to a hormone, it is given in minute amounts. Your body uses it quickly and it disappears. Much like I would have to use to these people diabetic and insulin, because most people know about it. A little bit of insulin, you use it and it's gone. But you have to have it daily, hourly. So you're going to have to continue to take this medicine as prescribed from now on, so that you will become a spiritual warrior and be a healthy individual. And you must take it as prescribed continually throughout the rest of your life. What we want you to do, now that you've entered into the waters of baptism, and we've taken away those chains and those flaxen cords that have bound you and have crushed you all this time, and we brought you up as a new man. Not we, God. I want you to go home, and I want you to rest and ponder upon goodly things. And I want you to rest with the family of God. And I want you to keep your group up too, because you're going to need help. This is nothing that you can do of your own self. I want you to go several times a week and visit with your support group. Oh, excuse me, you can call it church, but it's a support group. And you don't have to pay to enter the doors like you do the therapist for worldwide theologians. It's free. You come and you partake as you will. You know, this is going to be a very big thing and hard for you to do. This is life changing. You're going to have to change your whole life around. Are you up to it? No, I'm weak too. That's why you need your support group. Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 21st verse, says, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." That's where we have you now. "But if your eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee is darkness, how great is that darkness?" And that's where you were before you came into us. Are you willing to change your life and to do what's required? Because you cannot serve two masters. You cannot go to two different theological ideas of medicine. You cannot go to two opposing doctrines, that of the world, that of Satan, and that of Christ. They oppose one another. You can't dabble in all three. You have to choose. I've put your feet this day, I hope, by help healing you and giving you the medicine that the doctor ordered on that path of righteousness. It's up to you to decide if you want to stay there. It's up to you to decide on how you want to do that. But if you need help, you do have your help group to go to. Your family group that I want you to go to. Moroni, the 6th chapter, the 6th verse, says, "The church that meet off together to fast and to pray, and to speak one with another concerning the welfare of their souls. And they did meet together oft to partake of the bread and the wine in remembrance of their Lord Jesus Christ." If you meet together oft and do not make yourself isolated, then you'll have that support group to be with you to help you. I want you to exercise. You're a healthy individual now. I want you to get up and I want you to exercise. I want you to walk daily with God. Nephi, 1 Nephi, the 5th chapter, the 3rd verse. And now, my brethren, if ye were righteous and were willing to hearken unto the truth and give heed unto it, then you might walk upright before God, then you would not murmur because of the truth which is said. Colossians, the 1st, the 10th chapter, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, if ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good works and increase in the knowledge of God. And the doctor wants you to call him daily. He wants you to talk to him on a daily basis. Doesn't matter when. That's up to you. But we're going to prescribe that you talk to him in the AM when you get up in the morning. And at night before you go to bed. Or PRN whenever you think you need to. And the medicine that I'm going to prescribe in that is in Alma 16, verse 219. Yea, humble yourselves and continue in prayer unto him. Cry unto him when ye are in your fields, yea, over your flocks. Cry unto him over your houses, yea, over all your household, both morning, midday, and evening. Yea, cry unto him against the powers of your enemies. Yea, cry unto him against the devil, which is the enemy of all righteousness. So we want you to call him every day, several times a day, and talk to him and tell him how you're doing. You can also call members of your support group. And if need be, if you don't feel like you're strong enough to handle, we can get home health care to come in. The ministry can come into your home as the nurses go into your home and visit with you concerning your spiritual well-being. So you have a lot of support there if you need it. Along with that exercise, we're going to prescribe worship. Alma 16, chapter 176. Behold, I say unto you, if you suppose that you cannot worship God, you do err greatly. And you ought to search the Scriptures. If you suppose that they have taught you this, then you do not understand them. Because there's nothing in the Scriptures that tell you not to worship your God. I want you to study. Part of it comes from what I just told you, that little bit there. 2 Timothy, the second chapter, the 15th verse, says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So you need to study. These are all things that you need to do to keep yourself spiritually nourished and well fed, and to keep yourself unshackled from the wiles of the adversary. And the next thing that we're going to prescribe that you do is we want you to endure to the end. That's why we got this support group around you, because we want you to make it. 1 Nephi, 3rd chapter, 188th verse. And if you endure to the end, then you shall rise up at that last day and shall be saved in the everlasting kingdom of the Lamb. That's your goal. I want you to reevaluate your goal every day. What is it that you want here? I'm hoping that you want to live. And I'm hoping that you want everlasting life. That's why I'm here. That's why I put forth the effort to sit here and talk to you and try to teach you of these discharge orders. Oh, one other thing. The doctor wants you to make a follow-up appointment with him because he wants to show you what the full armor of God is and how to apply it. When you're well and healed enough from the battle that you've done to get here, then we want you to put on the full armor of God to help protect you. That's the immunizations that we're going to give you to help protect you from all those diseases that you're carrying around before. And just to let you know that if you stop and think that you're unworthy to save, in Thessalonians, in the second chapter, it says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live sober, righteously, and godly in this present world." And the promise is there if we endure to the end. I thank you.